Through the caring, capable hands and ears of producer and drummer Michael Angel, Casper's latest effort, Revelation Rocker, brings listeners pristine McLeod. Both the music and the vocals are in your face from the first track to the last. First track, Weed and Tears, wastes no time getting things started. After a quick drum fill, listeners are thrown right into the first verse and the track refuses to let up. The unorthodox drum pattern keeps things tight and interesting on the rhythm end. A short but delightful musical treat in the form of a gnarling guitar solo awaits listeners near the end. Folks, that was just a little piece of a recent review from Jason Warren on Casper's new album, Revelation Rocker. And I've got to tell you something, because I've had the pleasure and the blessing of listening to it. You got to get this. You got to get this album. You won't be disappointed. Stay tuned for my conversation with my brother and friend, Casper McLeod, next on Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Hi, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can find us all over the place now. Worldview Weekend Radio, gsradio.net. That's globalstarradio.net. We're on Prepper Broadcasting, the Friends Radio Network, on the Objective. And I know I'm leaving out some, and I apologize for that. Of course, iTunes and Stitcher and all those places, and SoaringEagleRadio.com. I am so pleased and blessed to welcome back my big brother, Pastor Casper, to Soaring Eagle Radio. Welcome back, Casper.
Oh, delighted to be back with you again and your audience here tonight.
Well, so, you've really outdone yourself on this latest album. That, well, let me ask you that first of all, Casper, are we supposed to still call them albums or not?
I would. Why not?
Because I know some of the younger, although they are making a comeback, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a collection of songs. You know, what else would you call it? We got picture albums from myself, music albums.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Well, this one, Revelation Rocker. Now it's available, of course, at CD Baby and some other places. But what's been the very early responses to the music? Because I know you let me take a listen.
It's been really exceptionally favorable. I'm amazed at the response we're getting. So I think this is probably the best recording that I've done in my career as a recording artist at the moment, so I'm quite excited about it.
That's a mouthful, Casper. That's really saying something, because you've done some outstanding music and you've got a lot of very good critical reviews from folks over the years about your music. You're obviously very talented musician, singer, songwriter. And folks, if you've not made it to a Hear the Watchmen conference, either in Dallas, they're usually in March. There's one coming up in August in New York, and I know, Casper, you're going to be there. If you've not made it to one of those, Casper is always invited there to speak and to bring music and worship. You won't regret checking that out. Casper is a fantastic musician and vocalist, and I'm just thankful to call him a friend. So let's talk about some of these tracks, Casper, because as I was looking at them when you sent them to me, I thought, wow, there is no mistaking the fact that you are a born-again believer, because the names on some of these tracks clearly make that statement and really give a testimony to where your heart is.
I think so. It was actually somebody in the music industry that had a massive amount of hit records. Talked to me a few years ago, and he said, you know, if I had to categorize your music, it's like revelation rock. It's like there's revelations in your music. And so that kind of stuck there, you know, on one of those folders in my brain. So I thought, wow, yeah, it's just revelation rock. Just revelations from God, just doing what he says to do here. So, I don't think, you know, you hear too many songs in Christian music, like about Nimrod's head, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. And I think that was a comment that I think Jason made. It's like Pastor Casper even throws some fringe topics in there. That made me smile when I read that, because I thought, well, I mean, some people consider them fringe, but it's actually just biblical stuff.
Yeah, I think you're referring to the article. It was actually written by Joshua Warren.
Yeah, Joshua.
And he's over in Taiwan, and he was very encouraging on my. He's read several of my books and heard a number of recordings I've done. So I'm delighted at the very favorable response he wrote on the review.
Well, let's talk about some of these tracks then, Casper, and you could give our listeners and those that follow your music a little insight, because it's always interesting to me when I hear creative artists talk about the inspiration or motivation for particular works, be they a song or a book or a poem or even a painting. So let's just start with Wheat and Tares. What's the message there in Wheat and Tares?
Who fills the world with music without melodies? Confuse the nations with envy and jealousies.
When I was writing there, it's like normally I'm just kind of communicating with the Lord. I'm just praying, like, what am I doing here? What am I writing? And so these words came about the wheat and tares, and like, who fills the world with music without melodies? Because who confused the nations with envy and jealousies, right? The opening line in the song. And I looked at like the most popular songs last year, and I was amazed that they didn't have melodies. It was just mostly, you know, rhythmic kind of music, which has become very popular. And then the chorus starts talking about gold chains, diamonds, stretch limousines, the wheat and tares grow together in this reality. And I would say when I started to write, I was just kind of scribbling down, you know, lyrics as they came, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, I'll write something better later. But I just, like, I'm in the studio, I just kind of sing it, I'll just record it. And then later I went, wow, this is like a whole lot deeper than I realized when I was writing it. So And we've got singers that, you know, really can't sing. There's a, and that whole thing, they're bowing down to idols and the whole, you know, Nephilim agenda that's unfolding here. So it's kind of like all in there. There's a verse about the world's now filled with lovers that can't love, you know, broken apart the families. It's reminiscent of the whole thing with the gold chains, the diamonds, they're running after the wrong things, the stretch limousines.
Yes.
And the Lord said, let the wheat and tares grow together.
Yes.
So, you know, the last line of that song, you know, actually there's a line in the, one of the verses talks about, you know, the world's filled with thinkers who taught them not to think, you know, that hinder the eternal waters that they might have been drinking. There's like no critical thinking skills happening now, you know, on a school level, the university level, that they're basically just programming people.
That's not true. Yeah.
Sort of, it was like a video clip where they had a woman come into a, like it looked like a dentist office or something, and there was a sound of a bell. It was like, you know, set up in this experiment to see how people would react. And so everybody stands up for a moment, sits down. She's like, what's going on here? And then, you know, the bell happens again. They stand up and sit down. She conforms very quickly. Okay, well, we're all going to, and there's no reason to do this, but everybody's doing it, so we're all going to do it. So one by one, they take all the people out, and she's left alone. The bell goes off. She stands up, then she sits down again. A new guy comes in, and she does it, and he's like, why are you doing that? She goes, I don't know, but everybody was doing it, so we're supposed to do that. So then he conforms. It's amazing, you know, how susceptible people are to this stuff, this programming. That's why the television's called programming, right?
Yes, that's right.
So we've got to get back into the Word of God, so the Word of God gets into you. It says, be, you know, not conform this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what's good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So let's go with that.
Yeah,
and because we're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ, right? I beseech you, be reconciled to God. And what's an ambassador? We're a diplomatic official of the highest rank, right? You send the one, we're sent by the one that's sovereign, meaning, you know, the supreme ruler, a king of a kingdom, right? We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We need to represent well. So, anyways, that's built into this song.
Yeah, and that's a lot. And when I saw the title, listen to it, Casper, I thought, man, this is timely for where we're living today. And in fact, I could say that about all of the track, 13 songs on this album, by the way, folks. Weed and Tares is just the first title. And the reason that it's so timely for us today is that the tares are growing up among the wheat. You can look around wherever you happen to fellowship on any particular meeting day, whether you meet on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day you meet on, today you can look around and right to your right or to your left, and chances are there are some within your presence. They're there in the church. They're actually tares, and it grieves me to say that. Jesus said that would be the condition in the last days, didn't he, Pastor Casper?
Yeah, I think as pastors, sometimes we've noticed, I'm sure you've seen this as well, sometimes you can see a goat and a sheep in the same person.
Yeah.
there's a struggle going on in there, you know? Who's going to win? The one that you feed, right? And that all kind of comes into, what happened, I'm just going to backtrack for a moment. I've been working with my mate, Tommy James, who's the legendary Tommy James in the Shondells. And Tommy had actually made a statement to me. He's like, you know, I'm going to get back to let it, because we're like co-writing some songs together on this record. He said, let's get back to that feeling we had when we, you know, that made us want to be musicians in the first place. And so that was really kind of the wheat and tares, that the sound that comes into that music is kind of recapturing that. You know, I want to just break out of this little box that let's face it, in Christian music and in the secular music world, it's now a monopoly game. Tommy and I were talking about how back when we started out in music, there were hundreds and hundreds of record labels, lots of this, you know, ideas and people were experimenting. We had some amazing music in that era because there was like no restrictions. But then now it's like a monopoly game, and you know, there's only like two conglomerates that own everybody else, all the other labels. And that's why, in fact, if you really study it, it looks like there's only two people one in Europe and one over in America that write most of the songs that are played. It's like a Monopoly game. it's like a lot of things going on with like artificial intelligence, and you know, the guy that's studying the last year that got a 501c3 for the Church of the Artificial Intelligence. You know?
Yes.
I was at Levinsky. I mean, this is coming. This is right out of the prophecies of the scripture. This is, you know, we're seeing this coming together. So, anyways, so I went on to the next song and I wrote,
Let the world see.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the scriptures, there should be no denominations. There should be no schisms in the body. When you have I think everyone should have denominations. You know, you should have 5, 10s, 50s, 100s, you know. But when we get denominations going, you know, it causes, we're going like, well, we're the only ones with the truths. It's amazing how people, they're all, and then they're little business, you know, churches today look like little conglomerates, little business, you know, trying to grow a big building, you know, full of people. And so, we were never called to do that. We're called to equip the saints so we can engage with the gospel. So, you know, I just want to let the world see we're Christians, and we're not going to back down, which is what the chorus sings about, right? Because we got a message so profound that signs and wonders are going to follow us around. So,
yeah, and one of the ways the world is going to see that we're Christians is that we have love for one another. And some folks say, yeah, we're just going to love each other and we're going to just ignore our differences. Well, let me just say this, and then I'll let you comment, Pastor Casper. I think we should ignore a lot of our differences because they don't amount to a hill of beans, and we make mountains out of molehills in many cases, and I think it's time for true Christian leaders, true Christian people, men and women, to say enough is enough, and let's stop arguing about things that have no eternal consequence. Now, it's okay to stand firm on the things that matter, but for most people's information, those things that matter, it's a lot smaller list of things that we would divide over than what most people would understand. Would you agree with that, Casper?
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, the scripture even tells, I think it's 2 Timothy, like maybe 25, don't even answer, you know, questions that people are asking that are like, you know, taking you down the wrong pathway. I've been in situations where somebody will ask a question in church trying to, you can see a spirit of pride in them. You know, they just want to like cause attention, like an attention gaining spirit or something. And, you know, I mean, it goes on to tell us that, you know, that God's not, called us to do something like theater, that there'd be no schisms again, right?
Absolutely right. So there's a word of encouragement for folks that are listening. So the third track, Jesus Wins. Now, I love that. Jesus Wins. The only thing missing there is an exclamation point after it. Because Jesus does win, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I think that's probably my favorite track on this record. Maybe my all-time favorite song ever that I've done.
Washing away your sin.
I just love the way it all came together. And like a lot of these songs, I just feel like, they weren't like laborious. It was, labor of love, but just kind of see it done. It was kind of like bang, 5-10 minutes later, I had this song happening.
Wow. So. That's amazing to hear you say that. But then I understand, well, that was a download from Papa God.
That's the way it is. Yeah. It just, I remember that in secular music, like, the music would come really quickly, but God reigns on the just and the unjust, right? But this, it was just sort of like just kind of praying and just flowing in the spirit here. So,
yeah. And it's a good reminder for believers not to succumb to despair or despondency or depression, but to remember that Jesus wins because he has overcome. We are overcomers too. Amen.
I love the chorus where it comes in. And it's talking about, bringing joy for all the world to see. I mean, how many Christians are up there walking around today? They're not filled with joy. I don't know what they're filled with. They're all self-centered, right? They're thinking about their problems and stuff instead of attracting, being an ambassador to Christ, right? You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with joy. So I love the way the chorus comes in, the bringing joy for all the world to see. Because, how are you going to attract them without joy?
Yes.
Joy of the Lord, and, Jesus saves all who believe. So washed by your sins, we worship him, understand that the devil's losing and Jesus wins.
Amen. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent lyrics. Kingdom of God. What were you thinking on that one? This is the fourth track on this album, folks. Kingdom of God. What's your thoughts on that, Casper?
I think, I'm guessing up in the point in my life where I'm a senior now. I thought, there's a point where, unless the rapture happens soon, I may be gone one day. And when I'm gone, what's going to happen? I'm going to be dancing on streets of gold, in the New Jerusalem. I don't need wings to fly to meet Jesus in the sky, when this happens. So it's a song encouraging, I just pray people are qualified to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Understand how he died for all our sins. It's like people think that's hard to understand, but it's not hard to understand. He makes salvation possible for anyone that comes to him and faith and believes his word.
And that's a good message for the church to remember. Listen, it's not our place to ever try to decide who's worthy to hear the gospel or who isn't. We should be sharing the gospel with everyone that we come in contact with, because the Bible says that whosoever will believe, whosoever, that can be anyone. And it's not for us to decide, well, this person and their behavior, there's no way they would ever be saved, so I'm not going to waste my time on them. Listen, if the Lord is encouraging you to share Jesus with anyone, then I would encourage you to do that. Just be obedient to do that and allow the Lord to work in that person's life. It's not our place to try and decide who will see the kingdom and who will not. Pictures of Jesus, Casper. That's the fifth track on the CD. Pictures of Jesus. What do you say about that?
I see pictures of Jesus in my mind, and his word speaks to me, giving me hope in hopeless times with the truth to believe. Pictures of Jesus healing everyone of every disease. Pictures of Jesus extending mercy for you and me.
Actually, I wrote that song just last year when I was out at Skywatch TV, and instead of playing songs that I knew really well, I decided to play a song that I just wrote like the day before.
How did that go? Was it?
I did an acoustic version of it, and I ended up making in my all acoustic record last year was called Pictures of Jesus. I really liked the song, but in the back of my mind, I always thought I'm such a rocker inside. Just felt like, this should like have a band thing. So at the last minute, I was talking to my producer, Michael Angel, who I think did a marvelous job producing this record and playing drums on it. Thought, maybe we should just do a version of Pictures of Jesus, you know, electric version. I'm really pleased. A couple of people in a church that heard it, you know, I think it's one of their favorite songs. And it's about, you know, the fact that I have a picture of Jesus healing everyone of every disease, because he sent his word to heal us, right? He's extreme mercy for us, and, you know, the inspired word. Rick Derringer's a dear friend. Rick had asked me to play in his band back in the 70s. And then we went out. I wasn't able, had to go back to UK, and our paths crossed again a few years ago, which is another one of those, you know, divine stories of God setting you orchestrating things, right? And so Rick called me a couple of months ago, and he had a vision of us playing together. He said he woke him up in the middle of the night, and he saw that people were getting saved and people were getting healed. So we're going to do our first event together this coming weekend up in New Jersey.
Let's chat about that just for a moment, Casper, because this is important for people to know. So in New Jersey, exactly where, Casper?
I'd have to look that up for you, but okay. I will see if I can find it real quickly.
Because I'm not remembering myself. It's not Piscataway. It's in New Jersey, but it'll be Saturday, May the what? 6th? Is that the 6th?
I think it's the 5th, actually. It's a Maranatha Church of the Nazarene. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's 285 East Midland Avenue, Paramus, New Jersey.
Paramus, that's it.
7652.
Okay.
If I'm correct, I think this is the church where Rabbi Jonathan Kahn used to minister out of.
Okay. All right. Well, I am impressed at this moment just to pray for that, Casper. Let's do that right now, can we?
Yes, of course.
Father, we come to you on behalf of all of those that you're going to supernaturally and providentially ordain to be at this church in Paramus, New Jersey on Saturday, May the 6th. Casper, Rick Derringer, and many others are going to be there ministering both in word and music. I pray, Father, that you would prepare the hearts of those that will come, especially those that have never placed their faith or trust in Yeshua Jesus and his finished work on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of their sins. I pray a supernatural, divine, Holy Spirit anointing upon Casper, upon Rick, and upon everyone who will be playing. I pray, Father, that you would put your words in Casper's mouth as he shares what you put on his heart. I pray, Father, that it would have a tremendous impact on all of those that will be there. So thank you for doing that, Lord. We pray that you would receive the glory and the honor for it. We ask it in the mighty and powerful name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah, our Lord. Amen and amen. All right. Well, so people are going to be listening to this, and they're going to know, hey, we need to get out to Paramus, New Jersey, and track this Pastor Casper guy down and shake his hand.
We'll be very delighted to see people there.
Amen. Well, Pushback, track number 6 on this album, you entitled Pushback. Why that title, Casper?
Well, let's talk about tough love here.
Okay.
Now, there's people out there that let's just say maybe they destroyed their frontal lobe with a good decision maker, right? Because it's like all information that you're gaining, right? It goes into the thalamus, which is like a relay station, which goes basically to the hypothalamus, right? So it's like the main gland of your limbic system is the hypothalamus. It only responds to your thought life. So that's why the Lord tells us emphatically we're going to take every thought captive, the obedience of Christ, and you got like 30,000 to 70,000 thoughts. I wrote about that in my book, What Was I Thinking? We've seen people healed just reading the book. It's amazing how God will use anything that you give him. So it assists me, like, you know, there's people that are like, they get into pornography, they get into righteous living, they get into things that they shouldn't get into, they get into false religions. And how are you going to reason with somebody like that? You know, that's a pretty frustrating thing to do, is trying to reason with somebody that's not understanding, especially like maybe false religions that feel it's their job to totally dominate the world with their ideas of what everybody should be doing. So the pushback is, you know, if we don't push back now, when's that going to happen? And the Lord says, I give you a new commandment, love your enemies, right? So that's the remedy, is loving your enemy. And so it's the power of love. Again, you know, it's like there's a line in there about how, you know, toxic minds kill people. I mean, it's nothing but evil, trying to cripple your freedom. So this is the thing we've got to do. Winning souls, you know, the Lord wants to seal you with the holy kiss, seal you with the Holy Spirit. It tells us, you know, I think I did a whole teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit a couple of years back for Hear the Watchman, just showing how this is, you know, the baptism of fire, right? So come burn up all the things that need to go. And so if we do, we got to do this before it's too late, right? We are supposed to occupy, right? I mean, you know, clearly the signs are there. I mean, even today, you know, new things. Our friend Rabbi Zev sent a message this morning, you know, how people Iran were caught that they actually do have a nuclear facility that they've been saying they don't have anything to do with it. He played a bunch of, you know, recordings of how they were saying, you know, we don't have this, it goes against our morality and religion, all that. And yet here they discovered massive amounts of evidence, right? Israel's showing this. So when are we going to stand up to this stuff? Now's the time. If we people don't, you know, look what's happening in Europe exactly, you know? I mean, the same thing we're seeing happening here. If you don't stand up and push back, you're going to be, you know, run over with it. So now's the time, trying to encourage people, getting the word of God so the word of God gets into you, and be empowered, you know, be equipped. That's why you come to churches like Calvary Chapel, like, you know, listen to your show here, because you're helping equip the saints for these end times.
I also want to take an opportunity, Casper, to mention the book. You mentioned it briefly, and so I want to mention it and just give it a little bit of exposure. What Was I Thinking? Getting Your Thoughts Working for You Instead of Against You. Casper McLeod and your friend Linda Lang. 13 chapters, folks. I'm holding the book in my hand right now. Our Thoughts and Heart, Our Physiology, Anatomy of a Thought, How Thoughts Become Thoughts, Understanding Brain Function, Breaking Down Thought Path. I mean, just those first 5-6 chapters are outstanding in the information that they provide. It'd be a good book for you to get your hands on, folks. What Was I Thinking? It's available on Amazon, probably Barnes & Noble. And can they get them through the Upper Room Fellowship website?
Yeah, you can go there as well. Actually, we came up with a student workbook and a teacher manual because people were asking for it. And so now they're doing Bible studies in homes and in churches with What Was I Thinking material, and people are getting healed. I mean, actually, when the book first came out, somebody wrote me, said they read the entire book, and there's a number of prayers, suggested prayers in there. And they went to the doctor, and the doctor said, we don't understand it. Something's totally changed here. You don't have lupus anymore.
Praise the Lord. Were they able to give testimony then of why that had changed?
they kind of usually just kind of we can't explain this one, right?
Yeah. We know what it is, don't we, Pastor?
We know what it is. Yeah.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay, so Camelot Lifts.
On the back cover, I'm standing on the cliff. I went back to minister in November in UK, and I was hanging out with one of my childhood friends, which is kind of, you know, an interesting thing to do, because I noticed straight away we were like, you know, like no time elapsed. And
yes, right.
Now we're old men, but we're just as silly as when we were kids, you know, just doing silly things. We climbed up on this cliff, and I was joking with him because we were in Cornwall. I was like, you know, he picked me up at the last church I ministered at, and I had a few days to, you know, free time to just go be with friends and family. So I was joking about finding Camelot, and so we went there, and they've got the old ruins of Camelot. They actually found a plaque a couple of years ago, archaeologists over there working, that indicate very strongly that this really was the birthplace of King Arthur, the legendary King Arthur. But somebody built a castle there, a smaller castle, right across from the ruins, you know, like just a few steps away. In like the 1800s, now it's a hotel. The family had said in the literature they thought it was such a beautiful, you know, estate that they wanted to open up to the public, which I think means that really we need to make more money to run it. So
yeah,
we were climbing on this cliff on I got up there and the wind was like really, really blowing, and our wives were like really nervous that we were up there, you know. So John got back down. I stayed up a bit longer. He was taking pictures. And I had this feeling like, you know, if a gust of wind comes along, I'm really like, I'm toast. I mean, I'm just going to be thrown over into the ocean. That's it. So anyway, the song came from that. It was Camelot Cliffs. It was a little melody that I had playing in my head and decided to do a little instrumental in the middle of the record. So that's the story of Camelot Cliffs.
Yes. Yeah. And then you go. Then you go completely off the cliff with the next title, Nimrod's Heads. Now, some people are going to see that, Casper, and they're going to say, what? Nimrod?
Yeah. Well, now, in Iraq, archaeologists, and you can Google it, you can see it. I think even BBC did a little documentary on it. They uncovered the tomb, which they believe was, you know, Osiris Nimrod's tomb. And, you know, he was cut up into a number of pieces, as the legend has it. And there's a number of indicators. I did quite a lot of research, but there's indication that possibly they have his head in his remains in a jar, and they're trying to extract DNA to recreate Nimrod, right, who was the first Antichrist figure in the world. This goes back to the Tower of Babel story, which I think I wrote about in my book, Unmasking the Future, where I'm basically saying I think the Tower of Babel is kind of equivalent to our modern-day internet system, right, connecting the whole world. And I think something, you know, behind the It's Coming as well, you can see that in Scripture. So there's this monatomic gold that burns, and I found that they were doing that in occultic rituals. And then, you know, I started learning about nanobots and neural lace. There's these devices out there, which is like part of the whole chemtrail thing, the geoengineering. You've got these nanobots that we've been breathing in. They've got like a shelf life of 100 years with all the battery. And it's like an incredible, you know, thing going on here. So again, we're seeing the thought police, you know, they're trying to program your thoughts, take away people's critical thinking skills. And so the song's basically the chorus, you know, comes in with the lust of those days are short and there'll be no flesh saved, but, you know, Jesus is, you know, before he comes again. So I talk about D waves in the song, you know, how they were trying to merge your brain to create a seamless interface between the world and machines and the biological circuitry. Like, look what's happening in Egypt with Sophia, the you know, the metal bits of the artificial intelligence, and Japan's following suit. I mean, so, you know, yeah, I mean, I realize it's kind of out of the box to sing a song like that, but I've actually used it in worship service at our church at the Upper Room Fellowship. And, you know, it's, to me, again, that's, you know, like the revelation rocket. Why shouldn't we be telling this stuff? I mean, that's a lot of the forms, ancient songs in the Psalms, right? They were songs of giving you information that you needed.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. That's preaching the headlines and what's going on and tying it back to biblical prophecy and doing it with a melody. I think it's genius.
You learn ABCD. How did you learn that? You learned a little song to go with it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Babies. So, yeah, let's put some music to the things we need to tell the world. If I can't get people to sit there and listen to a sermon, I'll just sing them a song about it.
Yes. Yeah. And then they'll ask questions. So this world's a mess. Now, we both agree on that for sure. But that's the title for track number 9 on the album, This World's a Mess.
Yeah. And I'm talking about chemtrails in the sky and how people breathe it in, and it's changing how they think because it's changing DNA. And, you know, darkness is closing in, but that's okay. You know, the Lord told us this is going to happen this way, and we are to be a light in the darkness of this world, right? We're to let our light shine brightly so they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The Lord also talks about, you know, for those that have ears to hear and eyes to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that can be converted for God, you know. So there's a chorus talking about that, and, you know, just the great deceptions that are going on. There's still time to make corrections here. So that's what that song's all about. And things that you overcome, I think the last line is, this world's a mess everywhere you look, but the things you overcome make you stronger, right? Why does the Lord put us through these things? I mean, why did he even create us in a place where evil exists? And the answer is in the scriptures, right? It talks about, you know, the devil was there, Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, Nashas, you know, all the names of God for him. He was there watching it happen, you know, and he found a way to break through with a portal. He gets to Eve, and, you know, she does like an experiment, you know, like any good scientist, and it didn't really do anything. So she repeated the experiment using her husband, Adam. Yeah, you try it now. And then all hell broke loose. So, yes. When we look at, you know, it tells us, the Lord says, the reason is to test the reins of your heart. I mean, if we're not going to obey him here, why would he let us into eternity to disobey him there? So let's practice obeying the Lord now. You know, his commandments are not grievous. He tells us that, right? And I'm an equestrian. I've got, you know, a horse. One day my horse got out. It was a thunderstorm, lightning knocked down on the fences. He went wandering, and I'm running around panicked because I can't find him. And my daughter, who was a teenager at the time, had this thought, like, if I was a horse, where would I go? And I'm thinking, because he's outside my protection plan, right? He's just wandering around. Get to a busy street. I mean, he's a real curious. The trainers I've worked with all told me he was like a gifted child, very, very, you know, bright horse. And so she thought, if I was a horse, where would I, you know, go? And so sure enough, she was like a couple farms down the road from us, visiting a bunch of mares. Like, hello, please, my name's Mr. Bob. I don't know if you'd like me to come over and visit for a little while. So, but, you know, we want to stay within God's protection plan. You know, don't step outside of God's protection. That's why it's there for you. And when you walk in his protection, you're divinely blessed. Blessings of Abraham, it was blessed in all things, going to chase you down, overtake you at every turn.
Amen. Amen. Track 10 is Speak to the Mountains. Speak to the Mountains.
Yeah, that was, you know, calling things as not if they were the way that you want them to be. You know, if we could just step out in real faith, you know, if we had a guarantee, we've got a guarantee. It's the word of God. And so it says, you know, what's things whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have whatever you say. And so that's what the song is all about. And plus, I got to take a really long guitar solo in it because I didn't really want to write another verse. And I thought, I think it's time for another guitar solo. So, no, just joking. But it just seemed the way the song was constructed. But, you know, it's got that kind of flavor that Tommy James and I were looking to recapture, that thing that made us want to play music in the first place.
Yes, yes, amen, yeah. If I had my guitar, well, you have lots of guitars, Pastor Casper. What's the motivation behind this song, If I Had My Guitar?
Well, that is my a cappella song. And what happened was I was preaching at a Church of England. Well, I was in England preaching at the Church of England, which is, you know, kind of maybe, how could I say this? Like maybe one molecule short of being Catholic. For the first time I went, I prayed and people were healed. I mean, I was preaching out of John 14:12, this is a greater thing shall you do in my name. How do you do anything greater than Jesus? You can't die for the sins of the world. But if we just do what he says, you know, signs and wonders, healings and miracles going to happen, right? So I'm praying, and this lady came up at the end of the meeting. I remember standing there going, you know, if I laid hands on people, I'd be there all night. And I saw just like going, hey, you know, the Lord can touch you right where you are. So I'm just going to believe for healing virtue to come because I know there's people here that, you know, have spirits of infirmity that have beaten them up. So let's do it. I'm praying in the name of Jesus Christ and Israel, Messiah, Yeshua, blind eyes open, deaf ears hear, you know, disease disappear. So this woman, she got her hearing back. She'd been deaf for 20 years and her family came around later to tell me what happened. And I mean, how extraordinary that when she heard in the name of Jesus, deaf ears open, her ears popped open for the first time in 20 years. I didn't do that. The Lord gets all the glory. And so her daughter was like, early 20s, she was crying on my shoulders saying, you know, like, my mother's never really heard my voice before tonight. And I remember I was leaving the Warren, the church said, oh, Pastor McLeod, we've never had a meeting like this before, and we certainly never had one that went to midnight. So it was a long meeting. They invited me back, and I did a weekend solo conference. My wife helped on as well. Had her teach one of the subjects. I was teaching on, you know, out of what was I thinking. And on Sunday, they, you know, when we did the preach the message, and I felt like the best thing I could do was, you know, share the baptism of the Holy Spirit at this point. So because I'm leaving and they need to be able to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I was up there preaching. It was early in the morning. And I'm a little spontaneous. You've seen me before. And I was getting out of Acts. And these, you know, these men were not drunk at 9 a.m. And I looked at everybody and suddenly I went, sing this with me. And they're all singing along like we're in a pub. What do you do with a baptized Christian? What do you do with a baptized Christian early in the morning, right? And my wife's cringing back there going, oh, you can't do that in the church. What's he? He's going out of his mind. What's he doing up there? So anyways, the Holy Spirit came in. And people were getting zapped in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, and one of the leaders jumped up and said, does anybody think this is really strange? Because it is really strange. But, hey, it is in the scripture. So they were all very supportive of what was going on. But I got home and I was thinking like, wow, you know, I'd like to write a song like that. And I was just praying and it was just like a cappella. I just started singing in the studio and I just started adding harmonies. I'm just making up lines like if I had my guitar, I could play on this song and I'd worship the Lord all day long, you know, a small rudder behind it turns the huge ship. So will the Holy Ghost relationship, right? So yes. It was a lot of fun to do. I never did anything like that before.
Boy, I wish I'd have been there to witness that, Casper. That would have been wonderful. All right. Escaping M. What is that about?
Well, actually, that's a musical term. The EM is actually a symbol we use for E minor. It's the key of E minor. And what happened was I think it was on social media one day, and I just grabbed the guitar. I had my electric guitar, and I just started wailing on the guitar, just kind of improvising. And so I called it Escape in E minor because I was playing in the key of E minor, and people were responding, going, "Wow, you know, that was like you should do. You know, why don't you record things like that?" So we did. So I, you know, sat down and I just laid it out and we did another little instrumental.
Jesus be glorified. Last track.
I did this song several albums ago. I think it was on Dead Men Like Me, Just Happy to Be Alive. But it was like a band, you know, song. And then I started playing it like at, you know, Prophecy Watchers conferences and Hear the Watchmen conferences. And a lot of times I found like the Lord would kind of urge me to play that, the first song that this kind of set the tone for, because a lot of times I'm like the first one up before we bring up the speakers. Just want to get in a place of worship. And it's like, you know, let's live a life that's glorifying the Christ, because you know, you're created to be like him. That's, you know, we're supposed to imitate Jesus. That's what he wants. And so, you know, the song asks questions like, you know, does the world see Jesus or do they just see you? And when the, you know, when the atmosphere is made holy, when you walk in a room, are you speaking, you know, in spirit and truth? Are we lighting the darkness without an excuse, kind of thing? So that was kind of fun to do an acoustic version, like, because people have been asking me for recordings of it at the conferences, and I thought, well, here's an opportunity. The whole record's been electric. I thought it might be nice to end with an acoustic song. So there you go.
Yeah, very good. Let me give the credits, and then we'll chat a little bit more. So you wrote all the songs. You performed the vocals, the guitar, bass guitar, did all of that, and then of course your producer Michael Angel did the drums, the mixing, and the mastering. Produced by Michael Angel and Pastor Casper at the Upper Room Fellowship. Front cover, Audrey did the front cover.
Yeah, that's my daughter-in-law, Audrey.
And then back cover, Mr. John Hillier. Is that your childhood
that's
friend?
That's one of my childhood. Yes, yeah, my childhood friend, John Hillier, and we've been friends for like it seems like forever since we were kids, and just a dear friend. And so John kind of reminds me of Peter O'Toole. He was aspiring actor when we were, when we were younger. He still has that ability. He's just very poetic and very philosophical, and he takes wonderful, ideas for photographs. So that he was the one that got me to go up on the cliff. It's like, go up there, stand up there, let me take a picture. So we ended up doing the, I thought, Revelation rocker standing on a rock. Okay. We are on the rock. Rock of Jesus. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Casper, I'm really blessed and thankful to be able to listen to your music, to be encouraged by it, and then to have this conversation with you. I wonder if you would just share some words of encouragement with our listeners before we go, and just remind them of the ultimate blessing in life is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Again, I remind everybody, ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because water gets inside them. So you can't let what's going on right now in the world, and you're looking at the world state, don't let that stuff get inside you and sink you down. Don't get stressed out. Stress is just a modern word for spirit of fear, which God didn't give you. He gave you a spirit of love, power, and the Holy Word. So we want to do that. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you see somebody in pain, we walk around, we engage people, and you see that, you could ask, how you doing? And they go, I'm fine. You could tell they're not fine. Pray for them. How long does it take? A few seconds? God, it's not the length of the prayer. It's the sincerity of it that God honors, that you've got an intimate relationship with them. I mean, that's doing John 14, 12, that it says, we'll do greater works, right? And whatever we ask in his name, that he'll do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And here's a condition. If you love me, keep my commandments. So, we're supposed to imitate Christ everywhere we go. And the Spirit of the Lord's upon me, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing here. So I would just encourage everybody. I hope you can play some of the music on your show.
Yes.
But, think about it. In the world that we grew up in, it is no longer the same. I mean, it's not here anymore. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, right? Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. I remember that the Wizard of Oz thing where Dorothy goes, well, how can you talk if you haven't got a brain? And the Scarecrow says, I don't know, but some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they, right? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain here, right? The story's like just a few weeks ago with Carlson Tucker saying, this is the big story of my life. The guy comes on, with video clips of UFOs buzzing naval pilots. And he's gone, something's getting close to our aircraft and the government isn't responding adequately. How are you going to come up against something that's spiritual like this, right? So the country, if we're just a nation, right? If you repent and turn from your wicked ways, then God would heal the land, right? And you'd be walking in divine favor, even in these end times. So I just encourage people to do the word of God. Count it all joy, with whatever's going on, knowing that, the triangle of faith works patience, and God's going to do it, right? So I just pray right now that in the almighty name of Jesus Christ and the Israel, everybody's listening, wherever you are, whatever situation you're going, if you're suffering with anything right now, I'll just pray all spirits of infirmity go, all pain go right now. The almighty name of Jesus, deaf ears open, blind eyes see, the lame walk and dance again, diseases just disappear from people, because, Lord, that you would honor this right now. You said that Dr. Mike and I, we could just go preach the gospel telling people, look, heaven is at hand. And you said to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, because freely we've been given, freely we want to give back right now. So we just thank you, Father God. We just lift our hands all over the place in this world right now. And we just thank you, Father God. If somebody doesn't know you yet, that they would just come right now and make you their Lord and Savior. And see that you're the one that wins in all things, no matter what the devil does, that you will outmaneuver the devil each time. Just like when you went to the cross, you thought he had a victory. And if you'd only known what was going to happen, he would have never done that, right? So we just thank you, Father God, for your word. And I just want to encourage everybody, no matter what doctors have said or attorneys have said or anybody else has said, employers or spouses, that God's got a good plan for your destiny. And so you're not going to die. You're going to live and proclaim and declare the wonders of the Lord in the almighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Casper, so very blessed. Thank you for being my friend and for coming on and chatting about this latest work. I know it's going to encourage many in the body of Christ. So, folks, go out and get this latest album. We're going to call it an album because that's what it is. We're going to call it an album, Revelation Rock. It's well worth your time to give it a listen, folks.
You were made worthy through the Lamb of God. Angels were watching. Stand and applaud. Reconciliation is at the heart of the gospel, transforming you into awesome, where you overcome, bringing joy for all the world to see. Jesus saves all who believe, washing away your sins. Let us worship him and understand the devil loses and Jesus wins.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.